at my dad's, we do have a telescope and used it to project the sun basically onto a sheet of paper. Turn the telescope backwards-ish so that the part that you look in was facing the sun and it was projecting an image of the sun onto a large sheet of paper on the front lawn. You could see these little, like, arms of fire, basically, moving off of the sun. Cats were walking around on it. A cat was walking around on it. He's all happy. He's, like, rolling, like, on the sun. My name is Leonard, and I'm in grade 5. I actually believe that aliens do exist because, well, there's so many planets that, well, like, really anything could exist. Already on Mars or something like that, there have been species of bacteria found, I think. If there's bacteria in space, then there's a high chance that other intelligent life forms exist.
I was one of those kids that grew up in the 60s, and the space program was all about it. I remember my mother making us stay up late one night so we could watch the first step on the moon. What was the space between the planets? How everything stayed in place? All of it. I wanted to know about the movement, the whole idea that we were going so fast on the planet and then in the solar system and then in the universe. For me, it was just absolutely incredible. My name's Rose, and I'd classify myself as an adventurer. As I started to grow older, for me, the issue was more along the lines of whether or not we'd actually find anything, and if we did, if they'd actually tell us. Because if they do, if there is something else out there, then all our gods fall apart. Because what are their gods? Are they the same? And if not, we're not special anymore.
My theory of why we haven't heard of or from other civilizations is that we're assuming that they would be just like us. We're assuming that they're interested in radio and they have the same technology as we do, and that they would want to explore the stars like we do, and I'm not sure that's a valid assumption. I'm Lanny. I'm the director of the Amana Heritage Society in Amana, Iowa. That makes the assumption that our understanding of the universe at this point is right. And if you look at history, our history, human history, well, there have been different ways to understand the universe. And I don't think we could be so bold as to think just the way we do it now is the absolute correct way. There could be other ways of looking at the universe, and other civilizations might have different ways of looking at it, and they are leaving their footprint, just as we are leaving ours in the galaxy, but we just don't recognize it, just like they don't recognize ours.
So this is like the big question. So some scientists think the reason we haven't heard from any aliens is because all kind of civilizations, when they become as advanced as we are, eventually they damage the environment too much and they end up making themselves extinct. And the reason we haven't heard from aliens is because they have, you know, damaged their environment so much that they weren't able to invent fast enough space travel to find us. Does that make sense to you at all?
Yeah, I think that is a possibility.
It's quite possibly that it's true. Scientists, okay, give us all kinds of theories all the time. They also told us that the world was flat, okay? The climate change wasn't happening at first. And so it's just another theory that's out there. And it could be true, and it might not be. Maybe it's inevitable. If there's nothing you can do about it, then you either throw your hands in the air, go out and party until you fall over and puke, sit in a corner rocking yourself back and forth going, holy shit, we're fucked. Or you stand up and go, what the hell? Like, I'm going to fight until my last breath to see that this doesn't happen. And I'd prefer to be a fighter rather than puking in the corner.
One problem I have with that theory is that it assumes that you can't be advanced unless you're harvesting energy. And there's probably a lot of ways to be, quote, advanced than to be energy consumers. So I don't buy that. And then I guess I also think, even if I would buy that, and there are all these possible energy consumers out there, I can't help but think, if there are 100,000 or more, one of them might have gotten it right at one point and been successful. I think there's no doubt that we are affecting the environment and the climate.
Using up natural resources, like, people are thinking, oh, well, the world's so big that, like, cutting down a small forest isn't going to do much, but then there's that happening all over the place, so the forests are quickly disappearing.
We have to stop the conversation that it's climate change. It's climate instability. Tornado Alley in the States has been getting worse every year. It's been getting longer. It's been getting more devastating. The typhoons, the hurricanes, everything. Ice storms, it's all getting worse. Droughts and floods. It's about climate instability, and that's the problem. Because that's when people die, and that's when crops are ruined, in which case people starve. How are we going to actually make a world that's sustainable for us, for all the animals, for all the plants, and so that the climate actually can actually balance herself out? It's about thinking about it as one organism. It's the only way it's going to bloody change.
Human history speaking, a lot has happened, and humans have done a lot of great things and a lot of bad things. But I guess I'd kind of like to know that it keeps going. Figure after all this time, it would be kind of nice. Hate to see it all go to waste.
What do you think, like, if we survive another, like, 10,000 years, what do you think humans will evolve into?
I don't know. I have thoughts on technology.
Okay,
but
go ahead with that.
On technology, I think that since planes already exist, I think that a lot of places civilization might have moved underwater. Maybe underwater glass domes, because it would be pretty interesting to just have fish all around you, because then you wouldn't have to have a fish tank where you keep the fish in glass container. It would be the humans in the glass container, but you can just look out and you see all the fish everywhere.